This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to Freight Rail and Environmental Permitting. Every year, freight railroads invest tens of billions of dollars back into their networks. They replace aging bridges, expand rail yards, build new track, modernize terminals, and deploy new technology. These projects make railroads safer, they help trains move more freight, and they strengthen America's supply chain. So, what happens when it takes years just to get permission to make these improvements? That's the challenge many railroads face today. Before many rail projects can begin, they must complete environmental reviews and obtain permits from federal agencies. Those reviews are designed to protect the environment. And as the most fuel-efficient way to move goods over land and an industry that constantly invests in lower emissions, railroads support that goal. But too often, the process becomes slow, inconsistent, and unpredictable. Multiple agencies may review the same project. The same information might be requested more than once. Requirements can change during the process. And projects that are ready to build can spend years waiting for approvals. Railroads aren't asking to eliminate environmental protections. They're asking to modernize the permitting process. Clear rules, consistent standards, and predictable timelines. They want to protect the environment while allowing important infrastructure projects to move forward without unnecessary delays. One law at the center of this discussion is the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. It requires federal agencies to evaluate the environmental impacts of certain projects before issuing permits. Railroads support those reviews, but they believe they should stay focused on the project being built. If a railroad replaces a bridge, the review should focus on replacing the bridge. If it expands a terminal, the review should focus on expanding the terminal. Railroads argue that the process shouldn't grow into questions that have little to do with the actual construction project. Railroads are also seeking improvements to permitting under the Clean Water Act. Today, review timelines and requirements can vary from state to state. That uncertainty creates delays, adds costs, and makes it harder to plan major infrastructure investments. Railroads support clearer requirements and more consistent review processes so projects can move forward with greater certainty. Here's why all of this matters. People want and need more stuff. So, freight demand is expected to grow significantly in the coming decades. Meeting that demand requires more capacity. It requires more track, larger terminals, and stronger infrastructure. When projects sit in the permitting process for years, those improvements simply don't happen. That means less capacity, more congestion, and a supply chain that's slower than it could be. Those delays don't just affect railroads. They affect farmers trying to move crops, manufacturers waiting for raw materials, businesses shipping products, and the consumers who depend on those goods every day. Railroads believe environmental protection and infrastructure investment can work together. Strong environmental standards, efficient permitting, and timely decisions. Because the sooner critical infrastructure is built, the sooner the entire economy benefits.